Victorian School. Cambridge was growing rapidly in Victorian times, with new workers arriving with their families needing to be housed and for children to be educated. This school was built in the Victorian era to meet this need. The population was growing because of industrialisation and the coming of the railway in 1845, which brought more trade and families to live and work in Cambridge. Some poor children went to ragged schools, offering poor and homeless children free schooling. There was a ragged school in Cambridge, which was founded by a charity. It was located near St Matthew's Primary School and what was then called Albert Street, and opened in 1854. The building is still there today as part of the Brunswick Nursery. There are descriptions from Victorian diarists who were fundraising for shoes and clothes and books to help support the children attending Cambridge's ragged school. The Victorian schools in Cambridge were built in response to the First Education Act, passed in 1870. What further increased the need for schools was the Elementary Education Act, passed 10 years later in 1880, when it became the law that children had to attend school between the ages of 5 and 10. Parents paid about tuppence each week for them to attend. In 1891, the law changed again so that parents no longer had to pay for their children's education from the age of 5 to 10, so it was now free for children to go to school. All children aged between 5 and 7 were taught in the infant school, and from the age of 7, girls and boys were taught separately. Girls and boys had to use different entrances and had separate classrooms. The Victorian school day started at 9 o'clock sharp. The bell would ring to tell children it was time for school, as not many people had clocks or watches at home. You needed to make sure you were on time, or you would be sent to the head teacher's office for a telling off, and some head teachers hit pupils with a cane. The day always started with assembly, which went on until 9:30 a.m. At assembly, the head teacher would lead all children in saying the Lord's Prayer, singing a hymn, and listening to a story from the Bible. After assembly, it would be time to get on with your lessons. Each day, lessons were based around the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. The first lesson of the day was reading, which started straight after the register had been taken. At the start of the lesson, everyone would be given a reader by a monitor. A reader was a special book that had simple sentences for children to learn to read from. Children took it in turns to read out loud to the rest of the class, stood at the front of the classroom, while the other children would follow along in their own reader. Children learnt to write on slates using thin slate pencils, as it was much cheaper than paper. Once they were older, they used copybooks made of paper, which they wrote in with pen using ink stored in inkwells on their desks, which often dripped ink and can get very messy. Children learnt to count using an abacus, but were also expected to do a lot of mental arithmetic, meaning doing lots of sums in your head. They learnt to add, subtract, multiply and divide using this method of the abacus and practising doing sums in your head. Some of the curriculum was experimental, and children had object lessons, where the children would hold up an object or picture for the class to look at, such as a rock, mineral, dead insect or dried plant, to help them learn about the world around them. Then they would ask children questions about it. It was, in a way, an early kind of science lesson. Victorian schools were very strict places, and if you didn't obey the teacher, concentrate hard, or give the correct answer, you would be severely punished. Children were often given the cane, which meant they were whacked on the bottom or hands with a special stick called a cane. Also, if you didn't sit up straight in your lessons, you could be forced to endure a horrible punishment, which was to sit with a back straightener pressed into your back to make you sit up straight and concentrate. In Victorian schools, children who were not paying attention or didn't know the answer to a question would often be given a dunce cap to wear until the end of the lesson or the end of the school day as humiliation. Do you wish your Victorian buildings were run by Victorian teachers, so that you could have this experience today? Probably not.